Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special chutz for Rabbi Marni Marasi Shehichiu. L'nishmas Marasi Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, l'schus Moshe Ben Peshadina. In the Gemara in Maseches Brachas, it says, the end of Daf Tezayin on the base, various tefillos that the Rabbanim would say at the end of their davening. So we will begin. Rab Zera Basar Dimsaim Tzlisi Amar Hachi Yeratzmo Fenech Hashem Elokeinu Shlo Nechta Vlo Neva Shlo Nikola Me'avosenu. We shouldn't be embarrassed from our avos. Rav Chi, after he davened, he would say, Shtei Torascha Umnaseinu Vayid Velibeinu Vayachshcho Einenu. Torah should be our craft. We shouldn't have a sad heart, and we shouldn't have darkened eyes. So we're going to be explaining these agadotas based on the Ein Hayavmer and Rav Zatzal. And here he explains that the heart of a regular normative person is to want to be involved in this world, because there's a lot of pleasures in this world. And therefore, a person wants to make a nice living, live in a respectable home, drive a comfortable car, etc., etc., go on vacations. There's some people who want to live chayei precious because they want to live for a higher spiritual goal. Problem with such people is that there could be that they're going to be depressed about it. So the tefillah was, Shtei Torah Schom Manuseinu, we should only be involved in Torah. But we shouldn't have a sad heart about it. We shouldn't have darkened eyes. We should have simchas chayim. Rav Basar Slusei Amar Hachi. Rav after he davened would say the following: Yotzo Fenech Hashem Elokeinu Shtin Lanu Chayim Aruchim Chayim Shel Shalom Chayim Shtov Chayim Shtov Rach Chayim Shel Parnas Chayim Shel Samos Chayim Shel Yiras Chet Chayim Shel Mem Bushu Chlima Chayim Shel Ashi Vachov Chayim Shtenu Avis Toyer Yiras Shemayim. So this is the tefillah that we say Shabbos Mevarchim. The first we ask is for Chaim Aruchim, which is long life, that's the klal, and then what's going to be in this long life? One is Chaim Shel Shalom, that we should have an internal shalom in our physical and emotional kochos. We shouldn't have conflicts, internal conflicts. Our body shouldn't conflict, different parts of our body, and our body shouldn't conflict with our ratzon, and different emotions shouldn't conflict with each other, etc., etc. We should have Shlemus Panimis. We should live a chayim shel tova. In other words, the mikra machitzonim mashpiim aleinu yashpiu pulasim letovas manis v'nitzchis, that the external things that happen to us should have a positive influence, both temporary and eternal. Chayim shel bracha, that we should bring bracha to the world. So it means chayim shel bracha. We should help people and make people happy, lift their spirits, elevate them spiritually, etc. Chayim shel parnasa, that Hashem should send us things that allow us to be mefarnes ourselves, both in gashmius and in ruchnius. Chaim shel chilut hasamos, a life of stretched out bones, released bones, that we should be prepared to be poel v'labad avodas Hashem, and it shouldn't be a burden on us. That's chilut hasamos, that our bones should be stretched out, that we should feel loose. And therefore Rabbi Elazar says, Zum ula sheba brachas. So Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Beis, Amud Beis, that this is the best of brachas. Why is it the best of brachas? Because tachlis kol ha-tovas avodas Hashem, mitzvosav chafetz me'od, mitzvosav lovas chayim mitzvosav. So we should have chayim shel chilut hatzamos, that we should have this life that we're able to serve Hashem, and it shouldn't be a burden to us to properly serve Hashem. Chaim sheyesh bem yiras chet, we say. What does it mean, chaim sheyesh behem? That life should be mixed in with yiras chet. That there's some people that have yiras chet, but it's not so strong. So when they separate themselves from the light, from the world, they have yiras chet. But when they're involved in this world, they don't have yiras chet. So we should be involved in this world, and at the same time of Yiras Chet, this Halach Lefnei Hashem Aratzas HaChaim, Zeh Makom Shvakim. Chaim, that's the place of markets, so we should have Yiras Chet even in business. Chaim Shem Ben Bushu Chlima, we shouldn't have embarrassment. So a person has chesronos tivim, his natural chesronos mitzad gufa that you should be embarrassed of. But the pe'ulos, even though we have natural chesronos, but the pe'ulos should be mitzad hashlemus and not mitzad the chisaron of our guf. And therefore, b'socha chayim, chayim she'en ben, in life, life is the pe'ulos of habechirios. So when we make our choices in life, we shouldn't be embarrassed. We should take pride in our life choices. Even though a person walks around without clothing, it's embarrassing. A person might have going to the bathroom, things like that. You don't want people to see you, but that's natural. But we're talking about the choices that you make in life should bring you shouldn't bring you to busha. Chaim shel osher v'chavod. Osher comes together with kavod, because sometimes a person gets rich and then he lowers himself. So therefore, we have a chaim shel osher v'kavod. They should go together. We should have a shirus, and it should still be mechabit. We should still be people who are mechobit. Chaim shtei banu avos Torah yiras shemaim sa'avos Hashem v'yiras. So each comes me'akom me'akara b'fnei atzma. Ki v'dvaracha v'yitzbarach elyonim, that the love of Hashem and His yira comes each from an independent hakara. And there are certain ways that we can be like Hashem. Our rachum, etc. God's merciful. We should be merciful. God's compassionate. We should be God's benevolent. We should be benevolent. So if you're like Hashem, we like who we're like. So if you're like Hashem, you begin to like Hashem, you begin to love Hashem. Rova Dimyon, Rova Ava, the more you're like Hashem, the more you love Him. But Yiras Hashem comes from a different place. You see the Drachim Al Yonim, you see things that are beyond you, how far it is away from you. So Avas Hashem is Barach, that's Avas Torah, because the Yisod of Torah is to help us go in the way of Hashem. B'Sham B'Derech Hashem Lasset Stako Mish, but Yiras Hashem, called Yiras Shemayim, that's Yiras Haromimus. We see what's above us, what's beyond us, Gavi Shemayim, Matifal. So therefore we ask for both, that we should have this Yiras Haromimus, God's exaltation, that it's totally beyond us. And that brings us to this Yira of what's in Shemayim, of what's beyond us, and also the Yiras, and also the Avos Torah, which is down here, which the Torah tells us how to live our lives. Chaim Shtei Shemalim Shas Libeinu L'Tova. What does it mean, Chaim Shemalim Ba'am Shas Libeinu L'Tova? Because the a life that our desires of our heart should be filled for good. Because halev shekosef hanos demionios, if you have all these imaginary hanos, you can't be mamali mishalosav, because Yishlo Mana wrote some Messiah, but doesn't really want it. He just wants to want. He just wants more and more. It never ends. He doesn't really need it. If he'd really need it, he'd be happy when he had it, but he doesn't. He just wants to want. So therefore we say, chayim shemal mishalos lebenu, should have real bakashas, real mishalos that we really want. We get them. And then we're happy. We have a milui mishalos. It's fulfilled. Beautiful. Rav Basit Slasi Amrach Yotzon Fenecha Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avosenu Shtatzlenu Me'azi Panu Me'azis Panu Me'adim Rav Pegu Rav Chavir Rav Mitietzar Shachin Rav Misatan Amash Lizim Sheh Ba'ati Kasheh Ben Shubem Bris Ben Shino Ben Bris. So we say in the morning after Birchas HaShachar. So we should save us from Azei Panu Me'azis Panu. What's the meaning? Azei Panu, people who are brazen faced, and Azis Panu from brazen facedness. Here we're talking about the person, the Azei Panu, the Chutzpahdika people, and then the Azis Panu from the midah of chutzpah. What's the difference? Because Azas Panim is very so ra that a person who has this midah, it ruins all of his other midas. And therefore, we want to be saved from such people, even if they're not acting by Azas Panim. Because if they have this terrible midah, then it's going to affect all their other midas. We want to stay away from such people. Even when they do us a favor, it's going to end up being bad for us. Azas Panim, it's a person who's not aspanim b'teva, but it just happens that he just happens to act in a brazen way. So God should save us from that also. May adam ra mi pega ra. Adam ra is completely ra, so nothing's going to come out of him. Even when he does something good, it's going to be bad. Pega ra is even from a good person. Sometimes there could be a pegia, there could be some sort of harm that comes to you. So we're asking Hashem to be saved from that. Mechaver ra. So even if he's my friend, but he's a bad friend, even if he gives me good etzis, it's going to bring me to bad. It should save me from the yetzahara, that the machshava ra itself, mishachin ra, if it's an evil neighbor, he wants to help me, save me from him. We satan amashchus, from the satan, that the story is shekamnotzol ahashchus b'zehapam afili yabtmidus tov makubal. That now he wants to be mashchus, even though always it'll be good, but in this particular instance he wants to be mashchis. That's what's in satan hamashchis. even if life is generally good. But now this satan is coming after you to be mashchis, to make some sort of destruction. God should save us from that. Midin kashesh leizdan mushelis kashus lipatav kshenik mars nigmars perufion v'lev nokis imosek kashura shimachlas levim azekas lemnuchas nefesh meviel ashlem b'shal teru chachol amitosa. We shouldn't have these difficult questions, and then when they're answered, you don't really feel good about it. So you feel all of these, hesitation and insecurity. So that really ruins, takes away one's menuchas hanefesh. So we should save us from a difficult din, from difficult halachas, from difficult shailas. Mi bal din kashe. What's a bal din kashe? Adam she'eno misyashi v'daitu v'chol pitaron. Here Rav is talking about these agnostics. You never know. Everything is I don't know. No solution helps him. So this is Mamash Machala. That's a Baal Din. A Baal Din is somebody whose nature is, he's just always skeptical. He's skeptical of this, skeptical of that. So that's a terrible Makkah. That's Mevale Olam. Those people destroy the world. Bain Shuben Bris for you to Anosa Befirte Deos Shabatara. Shesh Bim Listapik Velisa Velitain, whether his tainas are from the Torah that we can discuss, that's Ben Shu Ben Bris, he's Jewish. He's goes from Mida to Mida, this guy. And about him it says, Amal Ksilim Tiagenu, Asher Lo Yada Lechas Elir. This is like an Amal that we were worn out by this toil of the fools. Doesn't know to go to the city, so we should stay away from such people, these B'nai Bris, these Jewish people who are just always skeptical of everything, nothing, they don't like anything, they don't like any idea. Everything they have a kashan, and they don't accept anything, they're just, they're skeptics. Cynics. Ben Sheino Ben Bris, even if he's not a Ben Bris, and he comes with Tainas and our Torah, so he's even attacking our Torah. So God should save us from such people. That's the tefillah. So, Mir Tashem, in the next year, I hope that we'll be zocha to continue learning about these different tefillahs. So many lessons for life. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.